The first of the 3G network shutdowns starts tomorrow. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today, we're re-airing an episode from January about the coming shutdown of mobile 3G networks throughout this year. AT&T will be the first to end its 3G services tomorrow. Meanwhile, T-Mobile will shut down its network by July 1st and Verizon by the end of the year. Carriers are shutting them down to open up more bandwidth for expanded 5G networks. Commercial 3G networks first started popping up in the early 2000s and were about 30 times faster than their 2G predecessors. That opened the door for new technology, remember Palm Pilots and Blackberries, and created infrastructure for many of the apps we use today. Joanna Stern is a senior personal technology columnist at the Wall Street Journal and wrote about the coming shutdown and what a turning point 3G was.
3G was a huge milestone, and it really marked the smartphone revolution. And that's because we finally got mobile broadband-like connectivity on our phones. And those faster speeds unlocked lots of apps. That network had a huge impact on getting us things faster. It also had a big impact on location services and GPS. And so we got things like Uber and Seamless and things that could just instantly know where we were going and where we wanted to go.
So who in particular is going to be affected by the end of 3G?
Well, the carriers say that right now, people with phones that depend on 3G is pretty slim to none. AT&T specifically says only 1% of its customers have devices that depend on 3G. The other carriers say about the same. But there are some. So if you do have a phone, the carriers have been telling people via text message and email and snail mail that you need a new phone to basically do any sort of communication on that phone. Some other things that have been affected are things you might not actually think of. One is actually connected cars. After I published this column, I heard from so many readers saying, why didn't you mention my Audi or my Volvo or my Honda? Because I've gotten notifications from those companies saying that 3G is going to be shut off. And so I need to either go in for an upgrade or I won't have services in my car that connect to 3G.
In your article, you really laid out just how much of a shift in tech and culture 3G was. How does the rollout of 5G compare?
It's similar in the sense that we don't know, right? We didn't know when the 3G networks were lit up what innovation would come from them. Certainly the former executives I spoke to about 3G knew there was something big that would happen, but they couldn't quite pinpoint what the Uber app was going to be or that Instagram was going to happen, right? We're hearing the same about 5G. We don't know if it is going to really unlock more capabilities for self-driving cars or if it's for augmented reality. So what comes after? What does 5G push after smartphones is the big question.
Joanna Stern is a senior personal technology columnist at the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.